as you see, it's a triangle, a right angle triangle, with a hypotenuse. And you'll see along the hypotenuse various symbols, figures, and letters. And I'm going to ask you now to look at the point right in the middle of the hypotenuse, which is marked 2. That point right in the middle of the hypotenuse. This point, 2, or marked 2, represents our aware human being. Halfway up the hypotenuse. Now, making good progress. Now, right at the bottom, at the lower left-hand angle of this triangle, you'll see a zero. Yes, a zero. So, from zero to two, from zero up to two, represents the whole process of the lower evolution. Then from two up to the top, up to the top of this triangle, culminating in this symbol for infinity, this represents the higher evolution. So 0 to 2, lower evolution, 2 to infinity, higher evolution. Now each of these two sections, 0 to 2 and 2 to infinity, can be divided in turn into 2. Now point 1, intermediate between 0 and 2, this is the point at which consciousness emerges, real human consciousness, the point at which the animal becomes human. Happened, may I remind you, not all that long ago. And point 3, intermediate between point 2 and infinity, this represents the point at which transcendental awareness begins to emerge. This is the point, we may say, of stream entry, of irreversibility, or in a rudimentary form, even the point of perfect vision. So we've got 3 points, 1, 2, and 3. And these 3 points divide the hypotenuse of our triangle into 4 sections. So including the points of the 2 angles, we've got 5 points in all. So let's go up the hypotenuse, pointing first of all to zero. That's the starting point of the whole evolutionary process. For physics, this is the subatomic unit. For biology, it's the amoeba. But that's the starting point. Then 1, higher up, represents the point at which human consciousness emerges. 2 represents the point at which self-consciousness or awareness emerges. Most of us, incidentally, are still a little below this point. Some may be a little above it, but most are just below. 3 represents the point at which transcendental awareness emerges. In other words, by transcendental awareness, we mean awareness of reality. It's the point of conversion in the true sense. And infinity, right at the top, that represents nirvana, enlightenment, Buddhahood, and so on. So now for the 4 sections into which the hypotenuse is divided by the middle 3 points. These are marked by letters, not by numbers. So the section A we describe as the infra-human level or stage of evolution. The infra-human. That is the mineral, vegetable, and animal kingdoms. Animal excluding man. B, stage B, higher up, is the human, both primitive and civilized. Some may question why the civilized should be higher than the primitive, but we won't go into that now. And C, stage C, represents what we may call the ultra-human. This is where the arts and the sciences and culture and the lower religions also are found. And then D, the topmost stage, represents the suprahuman or the transhuman state or stage of evolution.